Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter und sagt, dass Yavamas Perik Tess Zayin Mishnah Dalid. Nafalamayim, a man fell into water. Bein she yeshlehim saif, bein she ein lehim saif. Yeshlehim saif means you can see the shores on all sides. It can't be he swam away someplace. There was no place to swim away. And bein she ein lehim saif, that's where you can't see the shore. Ishtay Asura, his wife is also. This is the Shita of Remeir. Remeir says there's no difference between Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Saif, and that would mean, by the way, you can see it on all four sides. Or Mayim She'ein Lehem Saif, where Yitaka can't see the shore. Either way, if we don't have a body, we can't assume 100% that he drowned. Now, the Chachamim argue in the Beraisa, the Batnura quotes this, and they say that if it was Mayim She'yesh Lehem Saif, you can see the shores, his wife is mutter. The Eidim were standing there for long enough that it's impossible to live underwater for this amount of time. He didn't come up. If he would have come up, he would have seen him. He couldn't have swam away. There's no place to swim to. We see all four sides. So even though we don't have a body, his wife is mutter. But in the case of Mayim She'ein Lehem Saif, where you don't see the shore, say the Chachamim, well, then his wife is Aser. For all we know, he came up someplace else, like Rabbi Yossi is soon going to tell us. And the halach is like the Chachamim. Now getting back to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds doesn't make a difference. Even if you can see the shores without a body, maybe he's still alive. Maybe he came up after you left. But they were there so long. Amar Rabbi Meir, well, Maisa, it just so happens there was a story, Be'echad Shenafal Lebar HaGadol, about a person that fell into a large pit of water, Be'ala La'achar Shloisha Yamim. And he came up after 3 days. So it's shayach for a person to live in the water for a lot longer than you think. So even if you didn't see him come out, maybe he came in after you left. But the Aruch HaNes suggests that he figured out a way somehow to keep his head high enough to be able to like get his mouth up and breathe, but the Eidim won't be able to see it. Such a thing is possible. Now Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi holds the Eidim saw someone fall into the water, and you can see all around, and he didn't come up, his wife can remarry. Amar Rabbi Yossi, there was a story of Besuma by a blind man. This blind man had an aide who used to show him the way. Sheyard Litvul b'ma'ara, the blind man went down to tovel himself in the cave, in a pool of water that was in the cave. You can see all sides of the water. V'yared Moshli Achrav, and the one that was guiding him went on after him, and both disappeared. Both were under the water long enough so we can assume that their neshamas left them. Their bodies were never found, but v'siyu neshesayim. Chazal allowed their wives to get married. So what do you see, says Rabbi Yossi? When a person falls into water, sheyesh lehem saif, you can see the shores on all four sides, and we did not see him come up, we assume he drowned. Rabbi Meir says it was a story, someone came up after 3 days, that was a ness. Zok the Mishnah Vayiter v'shuv Maisa ba'asya. There was another story in Asya. Be'echa sheshalshalu liyam. They lowered this person into the sea on a rope that was tied to his foot. When they pulled him up, oy vey, v'lei olu b'yodem ela ragloi. The only thing that came up was his foot. Somehow, it got detached from the rest of his body. Yomar Chachamim, the Chachamim said, if the leg was cut above the knee, then the man's wife could remarry, because there was no way he survived this. But if the leg was cut below the knee, she can't remarry, because he could have survived this wound. And we don't see the shores. Could be came up out of the side of the Eden. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, that was Perik Tezayim Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah we just learned, Baruch Hashem, that according to a mayor, it makes no difference whether you see the shores or not. If a person falls in and we don't have a body, his wife is Aser. The mayor even said there was a story by someone that fell into a Bar HaGadol and it came up after 3 days. Rabbi Yossi says, and the Batnura told us, this is also the Sheet of the Chachamim and the Braisa, that if you can see the shores all around, then he did not come up. His wife is mutter. There was talk a story by a blind person that went down to toivel himself in a cave. His guide went down after him, apparently to try to help him, both were there underwater long enough that it's not shaykh that they could have survived. Although their bodies were never found, Chazal allowed their wives to get married. And there was a story in Asya by someone, they dropped him down with a rope, and they only pulled up his foot. So the Chachamim said, if it was above his knee, that's where his foot was detached, he can't survive this. But if it was below his knee, so was shaykh to live, she cannot get married. We didn't see him come up. Yeah, but it's Mayim Shem Lam Saif. Because you don't see the shores, for all you know, he did come up, you just didn't see it.